Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We will begin where else with Darwin Núñez. I mean, ultimately, we're both at Forest at the weekend. We witnessed that wonderful, wonderful moment. Darwin Núñez saving the day late on. Obviously, starts tonight, maybe a couple of raised eyebrows, a little bit of a surprise, but what a performance. Like, his two goals, obviously, absolutely outstanding, both of them, for very different reasons, very different types of goals, of course. We'll talk about them in more detail as we go along. But in terms of, like, his impact, we've just been through some of the numbers there before we went live. That's 16 goals and 11 assists all season out for Darwin Núñez, which is ridiculous numbers. I know Chris and Josh did a big old deep dive on him this week. But in terms of his moments and his little hot streak that he's on right now, we spoke about it in the Umbu and I said you've got to strike while the iron's hot with someone like Darwin Núñez. That's 8 goals and 3 assists in 10 games. Like, that is ridiculous for him. He's red hot at the minute.
Yeah, he is, and you could see it within the first couple of minutes. Look, the ball in behind was doing Sparta Prague time and time again, and with inside, you know, a minute and a half, he has a chance, which he probably should do a little bit better with, to be perfectly honest. With Tari Wendo, our press from the off was really, really good, really intense, and then doing the ball back for him, and he takes it around the keeper, he does everything right, and then he just kind of skews the shot a little bit, but you could sense there was danger there already, and no matter, you know, whether he's scoring or assisting, he's impacting games, and yeah, he was constantly the out ball, but the absolute quality of his two finishes are absolutely outrageous. The second one I adore more than the first one. And yeah, he was superb tonight, and he's been superb, you know, every time he's played for us, especially clearly in his last 10. So yeah, you know, it's good for him to get this as well with Man City, you know, on the horizon. It's massive for him to get another boost because, yeah, a 99th minute winner is boss. But if he would have played against Sparta Prague, which, you know, isn't as maybe big as a team, and not had an impact on the game, you'd have felt, you know, maybe a chance missed there, but he was absolutely everywhere tonight. It was the Darwin Núñez show.
Yeah, it absolutely was. Yeah, and again, he's the main man in this performance. Like, obviously, Salah's back now. He comes on later on in the game, and he's obviously back on the bench, and his presence will be felt by not only opposition, but of course, the Liverpool squad. And everyone will be delighted, Darwin Núñez especially, because we know how well they've linked up. They've been a bit of telepathic during Darwin's time at the football club. So it's really nice to have him back, of course. But for someone like Darwin to be the main character in a game like tonight is massive for his confidence. And I don't think we've ever seen a Darwin Núñez as confident as he is right now. It feels like we're getting the Benfica version of Darwin. Because when we signed him, we both watched him at Anfield that game. He was just untouchable. Outrageous. It felt like, yeah, he couldn't do anything wrong. Like, I think he scored twice in the night. He could have had 3 or 4. He scored
like 2 offside.
Exactly.
Well.
He was unplayable. And Alisson Becker had to be at his very best to keep the score down from a Darwin Núñez perspective. So absolutely unbelievable. We're getting that now. And I don't know what it is, whether it's a time in the side, whether it's an understanding of the way we play or what, or just a complete and utter unwavering belief from the fans in terms of he knows whatever he does on a football pitch, we've got his back time and time again. He's felt that obviously throughout the duration of his time at Liverpool, but whatever it is, whatever concoction has made Darwin be this Darwin over the past month or so, with that little injury break notwithstanding, he is just absolutely brimming with confidence right now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a confidence player, we all know that. And look, you know, he has had an injury spell through there, but for him to come back in that Nottingham Forest game and be the main man, the hero of the day, you know, that fills him up with even more confidence going into this game. His goals aren't simple goals. No. They're absolutely worldies. And he took it upon himself to really create those moments. Look, the first one, I mean, it's not even top ins, but the curl on that ball is silly. And it just completely does the keeper. The keeper thinks that because this lad set it out from the post, it's going to go top ins, but instead it just completely does the keeper with the curl. And the second one, I can't talk enough about it. Mm. The way he slows up to measure his stride so he can connect with the ball is so intelligent. And then for it to go in, and it's inside netting. Yeah, it's that brilliant. Good of a strike. And yeah, look, he's a confidence player and hopefully that gives him even more confidence. I was thinking Jürgen might have left him on a little bit longer to try and get his hat-trick. But ultimately, he came off smiling and that's what I want. Save him for Sunday and let him go again. But, you know, not just is he a confidence player, but the more moments he has like this, the more he's going to want to be that main man. He's stepped up whilst Mo Salah's being injured, and hopefully he can continue to do that, because if you've already got Mo Salah back, if you've got him, you know, back and doing what he does, and then you add Darwin Nunes on top of it, it's very, very scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, like I say, he feels like he's enjoying his best little spell during his time at Liverpool, and he's been good since day dot. Essentially, there's been a few ups and downs in amongst that, I think it's fair to say, but right now he is just absolutely on fire, and it's the type of goals he gets as well. You said there, both of his goals tonight are right out the top drawer in terms of quality. They're very different, but they're right out the top drawer. But again, we've often sort of spoken about Darwin Nunes. We're not quite sure what type of finisher he is. Like, has he got a trademark? Like, down the years, Liverpool strikers have always had, that's their go-to finish. I'm still not sure Darwin has that, but we've seen even in the past two games the way he just finds a way of scoring. Like, it doesn't really matter to him, he's that much of an all-round footballer, he doesn't necessarily need my trademark or my stock in trade. He'll just get the ball in the back of the net whichever way he possibly can, because obviously his header at the weekend, an absolute
dink, outrageous,
exactly, the dink against Brentford recently, yeah, an absolute thunderbolt from range tonight, and then the volley. Like, the only one, wow, the only types of goals I can really compare the volley to in recent memory are the two at Newcastle.
Yeah,
and because in terms of angle, they're very similar, and it feels like that's almost the opposite of what Darwin wants. If you were to offer him a potential type of finish, it'd be the other way. It'd be sort of the flip reverse of that. But he's clearly got everything. He's got every tool in the bag, essentially, because we're seeing it, and it's a joy to watch. And it's interesting, obviously, you mentioned earlier on how he kind of fluffs his lines with one after doing the hard work. But it doesn't knock his confidence again, does it? He just goes and goes and goes.
And maybe at the start of his Liverpool career, that could have knocked his confidence. But now he knows that every time he makes a mistake, Liverpool fans are going to chant your name. Yeah. As long as you're giving everything and you're doing making the right choices, and you're giving everything, then we'll be there to back you up. And like you said there, his two goals are sensational. He doesn't have a trademark finish, but he most certainly has the trademark of just being absolutely pure entertainment. And when he's on a football pitch, like, no matter what he does, he can infuriate me at times, but most of the time he's got me sat there thinking, oh my God, what a footballer, what a joy to watch. And his first goal, look, we've seen him do that maybe three times so far this season, and it kind of, like, it gets brushed past, but it's a brilliant finish. Robertson, you know, who I thought struggled tonight, did well. He tried to overlap, which created the space, because the player then doesn't know whether to go to Darwin Nunes or back off, and he kind of drops off a little bit, and just that half a yard of space for him to cut inside and whip it. And it goes to show that he's got the confidence, because at the start of his career, we've always spoken about, you know, when Mo Salah's on a pitch, he likes to find Mo Salah, he assists Mo Salah most of the time. But, you know, it's him backing himself in those moments, and that's what you need. And the strike is brilliant. I mean, he doesn't really react aside from smiling and thinking to himself, yeah, that boss goal, that. But yeah, like you mentioned, that second goal is just filth, to be honest. Yeah. It's absolutely silly.
I agree. I think that's the pick of the bunch for me, because to have the composure and the quality to pull that off, to execute that type of finish, that's a really difficult. Yeah. Like the first one, that might even get more of the headlines, because it is sort of more pleasing on the eye. It's more spectacular to watch in a way.
I just don't think it is.
No, neither do I. But I guess from a purist point of view, it isn't.
Yeah.
But in terms of like a headline
it's
further out. Yeah. It ends up not top ends, but it ends up flying into the roof of the net almost. It has that. But you're right, I think from sort of a technician's point of view, I think the second one's actually more difficult and harder for Darwin to execute, and not the type of goal he's done a lot of, to be honest with you. So yeah, really, really pleased with him. Boss night, and as you mentioned earlier, like, great for his confidence heading into a massive game at the weekend.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.